everybody. Ginger Black at gingerblack.com. Welcome to the show today. I'm really excited to be here. I wanted to talk today about leadership and what is it that a good leader has to have. The one thing that a good leader has to have is the ability to make decisions. Now, leaders start out making iffy decisions, maybe. It doesn't mean they're not a leader, but the idea is that they can make mistakes, but if you never make a decision, you're not leading anybody. You're not leading anything. And I read something recently from Neil Donald Walsh, and if you're not familiar with Neil Donald Walsh, he's written some books on Conversations with God. Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3, wrote in the late 90s and has added some since then, I think. But anyway, here's a quote from him. Every decision you make, every decision is not a decision about what you do. It's a decision about who you are. When you see this, when you understand it fully, everything changes. You begin to see life in a new way. All events, occurrences, and situations turn into opportunities to do what you came here to do. And this is why decision making is important for a leader, because who they are is about their decisions. And if they aren't about their decisions, then they can't lead. They can't lead other people, and they will have difficulty leading themselves. So when you are looking at things in your life, how do you go about making decisions? Do you agonize over making decisions? Are you afraid of making a mistake? Is that why you agonize over making decisions? Do you tell yourself you need more information? Well, if I just had more information, I could make a better decision. When leaders of large organizations make decisions, do you think they have all the information? Do you think they can afford to wait? No, they have trusted people helping them learn about what's going on, and then they make a decision based on what those people tell them. Also, having worked with a lot of leaders through my career, I think that leaders also go with a gut feel in making decisions. And some of a gut feel is intuitive, but a lot of what a gut feel is about is experience. It's about knowing that if you fail, you will survive. Knowing that if you take a leap, it's a 50-50 chance of succeeding at a minimum. And knowing that just like a pilot puts a plane on autopilot, it doesn't drive the plane straight into space or into the ground. It continually auto-corrects. So when you make a decision, there's very few decisions that you're apt to make that are life-threatening, except other than getting in a car every day and driving down the road. That's a life-threatening decision. But what I mean is, when you go about making decisions, you just have to sometimes take a leap of faith. You have to believe that what's about to happen for you is going to be fantastic, and then you make that happen. See, a decision isn't all about the decision itself. As a matter of fact, I think that's probably the least amount of what a decision is about. A decision is about the after effect of making the decision, which is to make it work, right? Once you take that attitude, you're going to make it work no matter what, then most decisions turn out pretty well. And if they don't turn out well, then you auto-correct and you learn from the experience and you move on. But the thing that holds us back from leading other people and most of all leading ourselves is to make a decision and make it quickly. And I'm not saying make a decision with no information and make a decision only on gut feel. There is a point where you just need to make a decision. You can agonize over things and agonize over things. Is this going to work? Is this going to work? Is this not going to work? What's going to happen? You're not living in the moment. You're living in the future or the past. See, the past is really good to learn from mistakes, and that's it. So when you learn from making that mistake, what did you learn? What were the lessons you take forward? You're not taking that same experience ever again. You can't, because it doesn't exist, number one. And number two, you will never be put in that situation again because of the decisions that you make that from today on. Right? So once you start to understand that, then when you make a decision, you do everything you can to make it work. You know, and people use the Edison example of he had 10,000 failures before he had success. That doesn't mean you have to have 10,000 failures. But every day when you get up, from when you get up in the morning to when you go to bed, you have successes and failures. Things worked out, things didn't work out. You were running late, you know, and you caught all the green lights. Things worked out. Or you were really looking forward to meeting with someone and they didn't show up, or they called and said they couldn't make it. So there's things that don't work out. There's things that work out in every day. So once you learn the value of your own decisions, you'll become powerful. And once you become powerful, people will recognize that in you. They see it in you. They respect it in you. And it all comes from simple steps that we can take. But until you become a leader of yourself, it's hard to lead other people. Until you learn to take back your decisions, your words, and your life, you show up powerless. So, moving forward, let's start making some little decisions. Make little decisions. And notice how you make decisions. So when you get up in the morning and you decide what to wear, and this is mostly for women because men kind of don't worry about that so much. Well, some do, I guess. That's kind of generalizing. Anyway, when you decide what you're going to put on in the morning, when you decide what kind of cereal you're going to have or what you're going to have for breakfast, or when you decide to not scream at your kids in the morning, think of the decisions that you make. And at night, write down the decisions that you made during the day and see how you go about making decisions. Do you agonize over them? You know, I had a friend when I was growing up, and I spent a lot of time with this friend. And I went on vacations with her family, and I spent a lot of time with her family. It was just the way it worked out when I was growing up. And I loved her mother. She was like a second mother to me. And I remember one night we were at the beach, and we asked to go swimming in the ocean. And it was after the lifeguards were out, and we were about 6 or 7, maybe 8 years old. And she said, you know, we of course pleaded our case. We would be good. We would do this. We would, you know, come in. We would, you know, watch other people. We would ask for help. All those kind of things that we promised our life away so that we could go swimming that night. And I'll never forget. She said, "Well, do you think or do you think?" And what she was doing, I think now as an adult and could see what she was doing, I think she was thinking out loud, you know, do you think it's a good idea or do you think it's not a good idea? But she said, do you think or do you think? And since then, I always remember that when I'm trying to make a decision. Do I think or do I think? And it brings a little humor to the decision, and it helps me not agonize over the decision-making process and not it not being a threat to me to make a decision. So, hope this was helpful. Glad to have you join me. It's Ginger Black at gingerblack.com. Look forward to seeing you on the next show.